Cena, tell me, are you sure you've come to the right address?
Yeah, man, this is it. That's awesome. What a place he's given us. It's as though a person's moving from a room in the attic to go and live in a palace, huh?
I thought we'd come and see a 50-60-meter apartment.
It is an apartment, but it's more than 120-30 meters. This is what they call the difference between uptown and the south side. Right now down there it's pollution, overcrowding, and the scorching sun. And over here it's sprinkling. It's like the water's kissing
your face,
huh?
By the way, Cena, what happened to the truck? What if they lost their way up?
No, man, I gave them directions. Don't worry about it. Too bad. I really wish Mom were here. She'd really love it if she were here now.
I really do miss her so much. She always dreamed of leaving that house and neighborhood. And in the end, she left without a dream coming true. Agavan, dear, I love you so much, darling. I didn't want to upset you, my dear.
Hello?
I'm very grateful. I'm really sorry for putting you to the trouble.
No silly pleasantries. Well, the truck is here.
Well.
Hello.
Hello there. Doing? I'm fine, thank you.
How is she?
Hello, how's
Not
it going,
bad.
Ali?
Very well. Very well. There's some furniture up there. You can use it. If there's anything you need, tell me and I'll get it.
No, you've already done too much for us, Doctor.
Not at all.
We've brought a few things. That should be enough for us.
Why are you being shy? You know, a change in one's surroundings is very good for the spirit. Take her upstairs and show her the apartment. It's the sixth floor.
Thank you so much. Cena, dear, be careful with the furniture. Make sure nothing bumps into the walls and scratches them. I'll come and help you out.
What floor is it?
It's the sixth floor.
Sixth floor?
Hello. How are you? Go ahead. It's the sixth floor.
Can I be discharged, Doctor?
I'm just an intern, sir. I'm not a doctor quite yet.
What difference does it make? You'll eventually be a doctor. Discharge me, so I can get on with my life.
It's not really up to me, sir. Your doctor has to make the decision. Anyhow, it's only been a few days since your surgery. You'll have to be here a few more days so we can take care of you. Then, God willing, if there are no complications, you'll be discharged.
Well, at least send someone to fix that TV. There's a football match tonight.
Sure. Miss Armadi?
Yes?
Please be kind enough to call maintenance to see what's wrong with this TV.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Hello, Bazat. Where have you been? Why don't you answer your phone?
I was on the factory floor and I didn't hear the phone ring. Did you need something?
Of course I need something. Our wedding is in 2 weeks. We still haven't done anything yet. And you're asking if I need anything.
Man, there's nothing left to do.
What do you mean there's nothing left? Buying the ring, the
wedding dress, arranging the wedding hall, invitation cards. Should I go on about this?
Well, over here, Uncle's given me a lot of work. I have to get it done.
Do you want me to call Dad and have him give you some time off?
No, you don't need to. I'll talk to him myself. Just let me have a day and from tomorrow I'll be completely at your service.
I'm the one at your service, sir. All right, take care of yourself.
You take care too. Goodbye. Mr. Akbari, kindly tell them not to move the pallet until I get there.
How's it going?
Fine, thanks.
We're good.
I've talked to Mr. Malakuti, the building manager. He's going to come up here himself and talk to you about the monthly fees and other matters. Don't worry about anything. He's a really good person.
May God bless you, Doctor. We really have put you to a lot of trouble.
What trouble? Don't say these things, Miss Homer. This is how life is. Today you are in need of something and I help you, Tomorrow I'll be in trouble and you'll come to my rescue.
God willing, you'll always be fine and healthy.
I say for now we take care of our stomachs because I'm really starving. I'll go get some sandwiches. Where's that sandwich shop around here?
Hey, why get sandwiches? Why do that?
It'll give you 1,000 kinds of illnesses. I'll make us something.
Well, then if you'll allow, I'll be going now.
No way. Where are you going to, Dr. Stan? We'll have a bite to eat together, huh?
It's better if I get going. It's a long way to Lavasan.
Doctor, we can at least have some bread and cheese together.
I don't want to inconvenience you.
Not at all. It's no trouble. I'll prepare something for us quickly right now.
Yeah, for God's sakes, be comfortable here. We'll have something to eat together. What happened, Doctor? Are you all right?
Yes, it's nothing important. No, it's nothing. I've just got some pain in my back. Old age brings 1,000 kinds of pain.
I think it's from hunger. Homer?
What is it?
Prepare the food quickly before the doctor gets an ulcer.
Sure, I'll get it ready right now.
Ms. Azania, are you feeling better?
Zod, you awake?
You're making me crazy.
No, I'm asleep.
If you're asleep, then why are you talking?
What do you want?
And I want to get some advice from you here. Turn that off for a minute. Thanks a lot, brother. Now tell me, what color is your wedding suit going to be?
How come?
And not for nothing. I'm the best man. I want to match your outfit.
Whatever color you wear will suit you.
Thanks, my friend. Hey, what's wrong? Why are you so down? Man, get up. Soraya and Mom are sitting there writing out the guest list. I'm telling you, they're inviting everyone they can think of. They're even inviting the Pope. They're inviting everyone. If you wait too long, there won't be any room for your own guest.
It's not important. Let them do whatever they like.
What is it? What's wrong? What's happened?
I'm really disgusted with myself, Manucho. I'm ruining another person's life just so that I can get what I want.
Man, I'm telling you, Behzad, on my life, forget all about this feeling guilty stuff. Man, stick to your life.
Manucho, before the wedding, I want to go and tell Bahar
everything. Man, they'll hear your voice in there, eh? What do you want to say to her? You want to go back to square one again, do you? Man, have you forgotten that you were reduced to picking up passengers? It was on the streets that they jumped you and they beat you up. When you came home, you didn't even have enough money to go to the doctors. Man, come on. You want to give up heaven and go to hell, man. I've told you 1,000 times that girl wasn't in love with you. Man, she became your wife because her brain told her that it's to her advantage to do it. You did all you could for her. Man, you gave her a multi-million Toman car with your own two hands. You're driving me crazy. Forget about this stuff now, bro. Throw it away, please. Look. Listen. Get up and remove yourself from this loneliness. I want us to go out and have some ice-cold pomegranate juice, and then you can tell me what color suit I should be wearing to the wedding.
I'm not in the mood.
Get up, man. You'll get some fresh air and it'll change your mood. Get up now.
Just forget about me for this one night. I'm not in the mood.
All right. I'll let you have 10 minutes, and then maybe we can go out.
Take it and kill me. Maybe you can kill your father's murderer. No, you can't do it.
Sina, dear. Pour some tea for the doctor, will you?
I'm bringing it. Here you are, doctor.
Thank you, Sina. The last time that I saw you, I told you that your marriage with that boy was a mistake. You didn't listen. You made a mistake and you paid the price for it. But defeat isn't the end of the line. It's just a sharp turn before reaching your destination. Look, Miss Azania, there's two types of people. One type are those that live two lives. The first time using their own experience. The second time using the good and bad experiences of others. They look around to see what mistakes others have made, and they don't repeat them. But the second type are those who listen only to themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They'll keep repeating the same mistake, and they won't realize they've made a mistake until they bang their head into a wall. I was hopeful you were the first type of person, not the second type. I have an old friend. He's a psychiatrist. If you want, I can make an appointment with him. But no one can help you better than you can help yourself. You've been hurt. You've fallen down. You were wronged by that boy. He tricked you. Accept it. Say you did it to yourself. It was your own choice. It was your own mistake, but take responsibility for your actions. Don't be like so many others that don't take responsibility for their actions. Don't let any problem become so big that you can't continue with your life. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's good. When you cry, at least I know that you're listening to what I'm saying.
I feel really bad. Really bad.
It's a characteristic of love. And when you lose it, it makes you feel bad. When my wife passed away, I became depressed. But I let time take care of everything, which is the best cure for these pains. You have to be patient, too. Just give it some time. Time will take care of everything.
Time? Can time return my values back to me? Can it build back the world that was destroyed before my eyes? Can it return to me the things that I've lost? My mother? Can it give me back my mother? No, it can't. It can't.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can I come in?
Of course you can.
I thought we'd have some tea together.
Right now?
You're right. It's late.
Soraya, come turn on that light. Is there something I should know about?
No, it's nothing important.
Whatever you say.
You know, Bizard, I'm really happy everything's working out and you can get on with your life, you know?
Really?
Yes.
Then why does your look show something else?
Believe me, I'm happy. It's just...
It's just what?
I'm upset about my own loneliness. Once you leave, Mom will be busy with trips and her friends. And then I'll be left all alone.
What about Manucha?
Ever since he found out he can't be a father, he's become really distant. He treats me like a complete stranger. He's gone into his shell.
The hell he has. He should be grateful. A wonderful girl like you is his wife. Otherwise, who else could tolerate that creature? Let me see. Don't tell me you're afraid Manucha will get another wife.
What are you saying? Manucha isn't that type of person, Bazard.
You two have tried many things. Now, if it wasn't your destiny, I don't know. Whatever it was, unfortunately, it didn't get anywhere. As your brother, I have a suggestion for you. Don't turn it down. Go and talk to Aunt Fatima. Go to a shelter and adopt a child and become its guardians. I'm telling you, it'll be doing a good deed.
A shelter?
That's right. What's wrong with it? This is something many couples that can't have children do. They even say these children, on the condition that they've got good parents watching over them, they become very decent and educated people.
The truth is, I'm not sure Manucha would agree with it or not.
Well, just go and talk to Manucha. Maybe he'll agree. You want me to talk to him myself?
No. I'll talk to him myself somehow.
Then what else is there to worry about? Come on, Soraya, be honest. I'm your brother. Tell me what you're worried about.
Bazard, I want to ask you for something. Don't treat Manucha in a way that he'll end up holding a grudge against you. Things have changed right now. I'm afraid he'll take all his frustrations against you out on me.
Has he said anything?
Oh, man, what would he say? Maybe I've become overly sensitive. Bazard, maybe for you it might seem really silly, but I don't know what I would do if Manucha weren't there anymore. Why are you laughing?
Well, you said if Manucha weren't there, what would you do? Is Manucha supposed to not be there? Don't be scared. Nothing at all is going to happen to him. Nothing is going to happen to your Manucha. I mean, your brother won't let anything happen. Get up now. Go on, go to sleep. And stop thinking about these things.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Bazard.
Good night.
Good night.
My condolences for the passing of your mother.
Thank you.
The way it appears, you're feeling better. I'm happy you've come to terms with it.
but I'm not happy at all. Now, if you don't mind, say what you came here for.
Are you still upset with me?
What did you want?
Oh, thank you very much. You shouldn't have.
Not at all. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Arkham,
no,
dear.
Thank you anyway.
You don't want any?
Where is Cena at?
He went out to take care of something.
By the way, you have a lovely house.
Thank you very much. May God bless Dr. Davoodi, who did this good deed for us. Agavan, dear, if you need anything else, call me. With your permission.
So you're still in contact with Dr. Davoodi?
Mr. Nikar, I'm not in the mood for a chat. You'd better just get to the point.
Listen, ma'am. The meaning of friendship and doing good deeds and helping out so much without expectation isn't without a reason. Let's suppose you want to go and jump off a bridge. Should I jump with you or stop you and rescue you?
My ears are filled with these words. If you have anything new to say, go ahead. And if not, then thanks for coming and goodbye.
I understand you. It's very hard for a person to keep being humiliated and not be able to defend themselves.
I'm not in the mood to hear this garbage from you.
Your feelings for each other was just an illusion and fleeting emotion. It was a childish mistake. That's why you kept your marriage a secret. Because you knew it wasn't right. And you paid the price.
This has nothing to do with you, Mr. Nikar.
He wasn't really in love with you. Otherwise, he wouldn't have left you because of your father and his past.
That's enough. Stop it now.
But you have to try to accept reality.
What reality?
That if you really meant anything to him, he would understand your reason for lying to him and forgiven you. But that's not what he did. Because he was looking for an excuse to get rid of you.
That's enough. I don't want to hear any more. I'm tired.
Behzad is getting married. I heard the news from Bayat. You know him, right? Whatever else he may be, there was a time when he was your professor. Right now, he's Farooz Anfar's attorney.
I don't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. But I called his brother-in-law, Manoucher, on the pretext of seeing how he's doing. This is the wedding invitation. Do you want to know who's supposed to take your place in Behzad's life?
Oh.
Good girl, you've guessed right. His uncle's daughter, Dr. Farooz Anfar. I told you not to become these people's plaything. You should be the hero of your own reality. Not a victim. Goodbye.
Where are you going so soon? You should stay a little while, Mr. Nicker.
No, no. With your permission, I'll be going. I'm very busy. I've got a lot to do. Excuse me.
Well, thank you for coming. Give my regards to your mother, please.
Of course, yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
میکنم تو چشم تو گاهی به چشمای خودم گاهی دنیای تو با گاهی به رویای خودم شک میکنم وقتی که تو امروز و فردا میکنی وقتی که گاهی بی سبب با من مدارا میکنی وقتی که پشت گریه هات لبخند تو رو میکشم وقتی که قلب گیجم این سو اون سو میکشم شک میکنم حتی بهش با هر تپش با هر نفس شک میکنم به آسمون با پشت در باز قفس، وقتی که دل تنگ همین، وقتی که عادت میکنیم، وقتی که از هم خسته ایم، وقتی رعایت میکنیم. شک میکنم حتی به این احساسهای مشترک، گاهی به تو گاهی خودم، گاهی به این احساس شک. گاهی به چشمای خودم، گاهی به دنیای تو با، گاهی به رویای خودم. شک میکنم وقتی که تو امروز و فردا میکنی، وقتی که گاهی بی سبب با من مدارا میکنی، وقتی که پشت گریه هات لبخند تو رو میکشم، وقتی که قلب گیجم و این سو و اون سو میکشم. شک میکنم حتی به عشق با هر تپش با هر نفس، شک میکنم به آسمون پشت در باز قفس، وقتی که دل تنگ همین، وقتی که عادت میکنی.
You are trying to reach is currently switched off.
What happened? She's not answering?
No, her phone's turned off.
She's really late. What if something's happened to her? I'm really worried about her.
All right, Homer, don't nag so much. Let me see what the hell I can do.
What the hell should we do? It's obvious. We have to go after her. Maybe, God forbid, she's had an accident.
Very well. I'll go myself. You stay home. If there's any news, give me a call, okay?
Do I have your power of attorney? So that with a dowry of one Quran, a mirror, a pair of candlesticks, and 500 gold coins, to marry you to Mr. Behzad Firouzanfar. Do you agree to this?
The bride's gone to pick flowers.
My lady, I'll ask you for the second time. Do I have your power of attorney to marry you to Mr. Behzad Firouzanfar?
The bride's gone to get rose water.
I'll ask you for the third time. My lady, do I have your power of attorney to marry you to Mr. Behzad Firouzanfar with the before-mentioned dowry? Do you agree to it?
With the permission of my mother and father and the elders gathered here, yes. Congratulations!
Congratulations to you, Bizard.
خواستم کدوم جنون کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامن گیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر.